In the previous episode, we heard, I have seen him turn pale at the least hint of danger. He could no more have turned that muscle upon his own breast than he could have turned it upon his baby. Some other hand shot him, Miss Strange. Remember the open window, the shattered mirror? And I think I know that hand. Her hand had fallen forward on her breast. The emotion she showed was not so eloquent of grief as of deep, personal shame. You think you know the man? In saying this, Violet's voice sunk to a whisper. It was an accusation of murder she had just heard. To my great distress, yes. When Mr. Hammond and I were married, the widow now proceeded in a more determined tone, there was another man, a very violent one, who vowed, even at the church door, that George and I should never live out 2 full years together. We have not. Our second anniversary would have been in November. But let me say this. The quarrel of which I speak was not serious enough to occasion any such act of despair on his part. A man would be mad to end his life on account of so slight a disagreement. It was not even on account of the person of whom I've just spoken, though that person had been mentioned between us earlier in the evening. Mr. Hammond, having come across him face to face that very afternoon in the subway. Up to this time, neither of us had seen or heard of him since our wedding day. And you think this person, whom you barely mentioned, so mindful of his old grudge that he sought out your domicile and, with the intention of murder, climbed the terrace leading to your room and turned his pistol upon the shadowy figure which was all he could see in the semi-obscurity of a much lowered gas jet? A man in the dark does not need a bright light to see his enemy when he is intent upon revenge. Miss Strange altered her tone. And your husband, you must acknowledge that he shot off his pistol whether the other did or not. It was in self-defense. He would shoot to save his own life or the baby's. Then he must have seen or heard a man at the window and would have shot there or tried to. Yes, the other shot first. Oh, I've thought it all out. Causing my husband's bullet to go wild. It was his which broke the mirror. Violet's eyes, bright as stars, suddenly narrowed. And what happened then? She asked. Why cannot they find the bullet? Because it went out the window. Glanced off and went out the window. Mrs. Hammond's tone was triumphant, her look spirited and intense. Violet eyed her compassionately. Would a bullet, glancing off a mirror, however hung, be apt to reach a window so far on the opposite side? I don't know. I only know that it did, was the contradictory, almost absurd reply. What was the cause of the quarrel you speak of between your husband and yourself? You see, I must know the exact truth, and all the truth, to be of any assistance to you. It was about the care I gave, or didn't give. The baby. I feel awfully to have to say it, but George did not think I did my duty full by the child. He said there was no need of his crying so, that if I gave it proper attention, it would not keep the neighbors and himself awake half the night. And I got angry and insisted that I did the best I could, that the child was naturally fretful, and that if he wasn't satisfied with my way of looking after it, he might try his. All of which was very wrong and unreasonable on my part, as witness the awful punishment which followed. And what made you get up and leave him? The growl he gave me in reply. When I heard that, I bounded out of the bed and said I was going to sleep in the spare room. If the baby cried, he might just try what he could do himself to stop it. And he answered, just this. I shall never forget his words as long as I live. If you go, you need not expect me to let you in again, no matter what happens. He said that, and locked the door after me. You see, I could not tell all that. It might have been better if you had. It was such a natural quarrel, and so unprovocative of actual tragedy. Mrs. Hammond was silent. It was not difficult to see that she had no very keen regrets for her husband personally. But then, He was not a very estimable man, nor in any respect her equal. You were not happy with him, Violet ventured to remark. I was not a fully contented woman, but for all that he had no cause to complain of me, except for the reason I have mentioned. I was not a very intelligent mother, but if the baby were living now, oh, if he were living now, with what devotion I should care for him. She was on her feet, her arms raised, her face impassioned with feeling. Violet, gazing at her, heaved a little sigh. It was perhaps in keeping with the situation, perhaps extraneous to it, but whatever its source, it marked a change in her manner. With no further check upon her sympathy, she said very softly, It is well with the child. The mother stiffened, swayed, and then burst into wild weeping. But not with me, she cried. Not with me. I am desolate and bereft. I have not even a home in which to hide my grief and no prospect of one. But, interposed Violet, surely your husband left you something. You cannot be quite penniless. My husband left nothing, was the answer, uttered without bitterness, but with all the hardness of facts. He had debts. I shall pay those debts. When these and other necessary expenses are liquidated, there will be but little left. He made no secret of the fact that he lived close up to his means. That is why he was induced to take on a life insurance. Not a friend of his but knows his improvidence. I have not even jewels. I have only my determination and an absolute conviction as to the real nature of my husband's death. What is the name of the man you secretly believe to have shot your husband from the trellis?
Well, what is his name? You'll have to wait till next week for the next episode of the Violet Strange Mystery Series, The Second Bullet. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at Audio Mystery Time, cap A, Audio, cap M, Mystery, cap T, T-Y-M, Time, at Audio Mystery Time. The website is www.steffsvoice4u.co.uk, steffsvoiceforyou.co.uk. See you next time. Bye.